Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I am your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. Consumers are taking greater control of their health and are more informed about how to do so through digestive health and ultimately immune health. Here to discuss with me today the importance of this subject is Arlene Fosmer, a research and development leader at Cargill, a Minnesota-based global food and agribusiness leader. At Cargill, Arlene leads the company's human health technologies business and oversees a global team growing the company's postbiotic brand, Epicor. In addition, she's responsible for the research strategy in specialty health ingredients for the company. Arlene brings more than 20 years of experience leading teams in R&D, strategic marketing, and commercial. Throughout her career, she has brought to commercialization, fermentation, and biotechnology-based customer solutions across many fields in the bioeconomy, from bioenergy and bio-based chemicals to sweeteners and animal and human health. Thank you for joining me today, Arlene.
Thanks, Jessica. Glad to be here.
Wonderful. Well, before we get into our discussion, I wanted to share a little bit about Cargill. In its more than 155 years in business, Cargill's purpose is to nourish the world in a safe, responsible, and sustainable way. Every day, the company connects farmers with markets, customers with ingredients, and people and animals with the food they need to thrive. To begin, Cargill is generally known for its commodities business, so I'm interested in understanding the company's advancement into the human health space.
Yeah, great question, Jessica. Cargill is a leader in agribusiness and food with participation across the whole food value chain, and it creates an exciting opportunity for us to impact human health, not only through nutrition, but also through improved immune health by delivering solutions like Epicor that modulate the microbiome, and delivering also other products through the food, beverage, and infant nutrition application spaces. Our company's been focused on human health for several years, following a lot of customer and market demands that we've been seeing in the market. There is very robust evidence that the microbiome is influencing health. And I mean, just pointing to the number of publications that are growing 31% per year, patents growing at 46%. While consumers are still also becoming more aware on the impact of what they eat, how their digestive system functions, and overall health and well-being. They're seeking food and beverages that offer better ways to support their health. In fact, looking at a 2022 global survey conducted by Health Focus International, we saw that 25% of U.S. consumers currently consume functional foods and drinks to support their immunity. Brands need ingredients that are clinically backed and versatile enough for formulation and manufacturing, and we're there to address both. As a part of Cargill, we have access to world-class scientific and R&D resources, industry-leading fermentation and operational expertise, and we're dedicated to understanding the microbiome's complex ecosystem to be able to nurture the natural capacity to promote health during all of life stages.
Wonderful. Well, given the company's role in the food value chain, it makes perfect sense for Cargill to be in the human health space. Can you talk more about what the company is doing in this arena?
Yes, we have made advances both in our strategic investments and in our product offerings in this space. In the last several years, Cargill has made investments into developing a competitive understanding at the intersection of gut health and well-being. We've taken a leading role in standing up and partnering with emerging technology companies. Those investments include probiotics companies like BioGaia and Infinite Health that improve the life and health of infants and adults. We've also invested in the Saventure Partnership Fund Health for Life 2, which is there to accelerate product innovation. It also helps us gain insights into the latest technologies and trends in the fast-moving microbiome space. Our health ingredients portfolio also has grown and now includes some of health tech's most trusted ingredients. Brands like Epicor, Trevia, Eversweet, CoraWise, and Purist Pea Protein, to name a few. I oversee our postbiotic ingredient, Epicor, which has a great discovery story. Nearly 25 years ago, employees at our Diamond V manufacturing facility, where we produce fermented animal feed that improves livestock health, weren't using as many sick days as their office-bound counterparts. Through observation and analysis, it was found that these employees were exposed to the fermented product and they had improved their immune system. So to test this theory that this was what was benefiting their health, we invested in clinical research. And then after validating that efficacy, the company created a fermentate for human applications. And after years of clinical research, Epicor, derived from fermentation of baker's yeast and shown to support the immune system, was born. Today, this is one of our fastest growing products in the human health space.
What a great origin story. Well, you've mentioned a bit about immune health, which has been gaining consumer traction and dedication from companies like Cargill. What do you see as the biggest opportunities in human immune health?
One of the best opportunities in front of us is really understanding one of the unknown sources of immunity, which is the gut microbiome. So 70% of your immune system is in your gut. And when there's additional research to be done there to understand what about a healthy microbiome connects to overall immunity and wellness. At Cargill, we approach this topic with our Epicor postbiotic. But I would be remiss not to mention other players in the space like probiotics and prebiotics that have also been shown to support immunity through gut health. Immunity has a lot of heightened interest in recent years, but really now we're seeing it as a year-round constant concept versus what it used to be, which is a seasonal thought. More and more people are taking interest in their immune health and are thinking about this in their everyday lives. They're demonstrating that awareness of that link between the immune system and the gut. In fact, a 2022 FMCG Gurus study identified that 79% of people recognize the link between digestive health and overall health. And this was up 10 points from 2018. There's new research publishing every day and new players and products entering the space. And it can sometimes feel like for consumers, the wild frontier. So there's a real opportunity to offer customers and consumers science-backed ingredients that are compatible with functional food and beverages and provide clinically supported trials and research behind their effectiveness. That's why we're focused on this space. With 75 years of fermentation experience, we're a leader in developing these specialized postbiotic fermentates that support human health. And it's really the next evolution of connecting the immune and the gut.
Great. Well, I'd like to talk in broader terms, and that is, do you expect consumer demand for functional foods, beverages, and nutraceuticals to continue?
Absolutely. Well, functional beverages were previously thought of as a fad. It's becoming a way of life. Consumers are looking for a holistic way to manage their wellness, and functionality is key. There are several key data points that point to the consumer demand we're seeing in this space. That FMCG Gurus study actually also reported that one reason consumers are interested in improving their digestive health is that they want to improve their body's natural defenses. And the good news is that our Epicor postbiotic is an innovative whole food fermentate that can improve that overall health. Research from the International Food Information Council, or IFIC, suggests that immune support is a top priority for adults, both old and young, but it resonates especially well with millennials. In fact, in this demographic group, 28% of the consumers surveyed said they were seeking immune health benefits from food and beverages. In our trend tracker, more and more North American consumers are saying that they're adopting a food as medicine approach. In fact, products supporting food as medicine are up 13% in sales. The health ingredient market is also continues to grow and is expected to reach multi-million US dollars in 2028 with a CAGR of 5.4%, according to the Health Ingredients Market Report. So lots of exciting growth from consumers being seen in this space.
Great. Well, I'd like to pivot our conversation to Cargill's Epicor. What role does Epicor play in the beverage and dairy categories?
Yeah, the best role we play here is being a science-backed ingredient, which addresses both what consumers want and what brand needs. Versatility is one of the key advantages of Epicor. Being a postbiotic, Epicor offers increased stability and consistency compared with other more familiar ingredients like probiotics. Probiotics can be harder to work with than metabolites in postbiotics because they have to remain alive, even including the processing and packaging process, all the way until they reach the consumer's gut. In contrast, the Epicor postbiotic is well suited to a wide range of food and beverage applications with a low recommended dose of just 500 milligrams per day. This inanimate ingredient has been shown to handle varying pH levels, high heat conditions. This increases the formulation flexibility and provides opportunities throughout the functional food and beverage space. In addition, having an ingredient backed by science, we also have a great team of food scientists at Cargill that work on including this into a variety of food and beverages. Our applications experts have created a variety of great tasting Epicor prototypes in the beverage and dairy categories that could be anything from juice, coffee, tea, smoothie, chocolate milk, and more. There are endless possibilities with this postbiotic.
Fascinating. But I also was wondering, what would you say are some of the challenges faced when creating an immune boosting ingredient for application in beverages?
One of the biggest challenges that we'll hear back from our customers are limitations in formulation and stability of some of the other biotics, like pre and probiotics. As we mentioned earlier, probiotics have to remain alive through the formulation, manufacturing, and packaging all the way till they reach the consumer's gut. Postbiotics, on the other hand, have distinct manufacturing advantage because they are inanimate. This makes them more stable with a longer shelf life. Another challenge in this space is taste. We know that taste is a crucial factor in making any kind of beverage, including those with immune-boosting products. Consumers aren't willing to sacrifice taste for that health benefit. That's why we've put in the time to make sure our Epicor postbiotic brings flavor to formulations while still providing high-quality immune-supporting ingredients that can meet those consumer expectations.
In your opinion, what do you think is next for the immune-boosting drink ingredients industry?
We expect to see continued heightened interest in immune health and believe consumers will be looking for products backed by scientific research, such as Cargill's Epicor postbiotic. Familiarity with the term postbiotic has increased significantly within the last year. In a recent consumer biotics survey, about half consumers said they're interested in postbiotics, and 9 out of 10 would use it in addition to a probiotic. We're optimistic about the future of postbiotic ingredients in beverages. That's why we're leveraging Cargill's extensive experience in formulation to make Epicor Postbiotic more accessible to consumers by incorporating it into a range of products, everything from chocolate milk and powdered drink sticks to juices and more.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Arlene, for sharing with me and the listeners about the future of gut health and how Cargill will play an active role in that future.
Thank you, Jessica. It was great to be able to join today and share our enthusiasm about ingredients and immunity.
Absolutely. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry's Sip and Learn podcast.